All right, Michaela One, are you back?
Good morning, I'm here.
Hi, what are you doing today?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, driving into work.
What do you do?
I'm in banking, kind of boring.
Yeah, you're right. You called
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know.
You called it.
Money, money, money.
I wasn't going to say anything. Know. Money in, money out. Money in, money out, whatever.
My kiddo works at a bank and she loves it, but she also is fascinated with money, so it's just her speed right now.
How much exactly. You got in the vault today? Do you know?
Oh, I don't do, I'm not out of a branch. I work with businesses.
Oh,
okay.
Man, you're right. That is super lame.
I know, boring. I know.
Boring.
I had something better to tell you, you know?
No.
Do you have like a hobby or anything that you do that's kind of unique?
I mean, I live in Colorado, so, you know, like the hiking.
The outside, all the Colorado stuff.
Are you dating anybody?
I'm married.
Married, yeah, so that's boring, huh?
Marriage is like,
super boring.
They never leave anymore.
Oh, my God, know? How boring.
Oh, gosh.
You have the world's most boring life.
I know.
Michaela needs
out.
She needs a date night.
Help me
I
out.
Know.
When was the last time you had a date night?
Oh, gosh. It's been that long.
Really?
Yeah.
How long have you been with your husband?
23 years.
Good God. You're so, and you don't remember your last date night.
I know. We meet friends of ours out every other Friday night at our local hang. So it's not, I don't know if you call it a date night, but we, you know, get out for dinner with friends.
Ugh, that's so boring.
This is awful. I feel really bad.
And I bet your friends
right
are boring
now.
Too. Your friends are super boring.
He's pulling his face
like
off right now.
The same conversations.
Like...
the same boring place. The same boring friends.
I know.
When
I'm
was
sure
the last time
you
and your hubby just went out and tore it up a little bit and gazed into each other's eyes and like just had fun and just like relived your dating life? When was the last time?
It's probably been years.
Oh.
This breaks my heart, Michaela.
I know. I'm sorry. We went up to, you know what? We went up to Evergreen for a weekend last year.
Okay. It's the town for
lovers,
Jer.
It's so boring. It's like, what, 20 minutes away? Like, it's like...
We are not impressing him, Michaela.
Your life is so boring, Michaela.
Oh, no.
You better give me an easy one.
When was the last time you guys had, like, a makeout session?
Oh my gosh.
I bet even that was like, you'd even no tongue. You're
straight
boring. You're the most boring person in Colorado, Michaela. What's your husband's name?
Travis.
Michaela and Travis, the most boring people in Colorado.
Oh, no. You're just giving it to her today.
I know.
When was the last time you guys went to a concert together?
Michaela.
Like a big name. When was the last time you went and saw like a big name concert?
What did we see together?
You can't even think about it. It was so boring and so long. I'm trying to decide if I want to do something for you or not.
Oh.
Oh, geez.
All of this ribbon is for good reason. Okay. He's being sweet, Michaela.
I'm trying to think if I want to do a solid for you because you are so boring.
I mean, he's going to give it to you, but he cares.
Oh, no.
I want you and your husband to go out and have like a banger of a night. Like, go get dinner, go have fun, go see Post Malone and Jelly Roll, and just like have a killer night. Would you like to go do that?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
I don't even want you to play Fast Five. Nobody else hang up. I've still got Sheryl Crow tickets, but you are so freaking boring. That I want you to go out on us, part of Mix 100's All Access Summer. I want you and your husband to have a really, really good date night on June 15th. So if you got to get a sitter, if you got to do something, but I'm going to give you tickets to go see Post Malone and Jelly Roll.
Are you kidding me right now? I'm going to cry.
I'm not,
that's amazing.
I want you to cry because I'm just feeling nice. But honestly, like, it's killing me how boring you and your husband are.
Been so conflicted right now, feeling bad and excited at the same time.
Yeah, so the only thing I ask is you guys just go have a romantic, fun night out, please.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, will do.
All right.
Will do.
Oh, Michaela, right. Just so you know, these are the VIP tickets that you're getting.
You're going to get food, drink. You're going to get food tickets, drink tickets, a photo booth.
You get it all.
You're going to be entered to win a Harley Davidson. You get an on-site VIP host. You get to skip the line. It's a pretty banger of a prize.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I'm like...
Michaela.
So when you go, I want pictures. I want pictures of your dinner out. I want pictures from the concert. I want you to send us a bunch of stuff as a thank you, okay?
Okay. I will do. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Quit being so boring, for God's sake. I'm going to put you on hold. Josh is going to come back and tell you how to get those, okay? Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
All right, hold on, boring.
Oh, my God. That was amazing, Jeremy. Like, you seriously have such a good heart sometimes.
So I just want that's the key to...
I know it's funny that you were
keeping your relationship alive and well, but 23 years together, and they're like, oh, we went to Evergreen.
Yeah.
Abigail.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Oh, my God.
I'm all right so far. Yeah. I just want to tell you that I don't care if I win or not. Just listening to that right there, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That made my day.
You're so sweet.
Yeah. Same, Abigail. I had no idea he was going to do that, and it just totally made my heart
smile. Sometimes you gotta give it back a little bit to people.
Yeah.
Make exactly. Pay it forward.
You gotta make people happy.
Love
a little
it.
Bit. That's why we come in and do this goofy job. We're going to make people's day, so...